Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
When it comes to praying and reaching out to him, it's in everything. In everything. God wants an acknowledgement. Now, what does he say in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? Trust in the Lord with part of your heart anyway, with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. This life is not meant for us to figure it all out and do it all ourselves in human energy. It's meant for us to become his children and learn how to handle everything based on that new life, not the old life. So that's what I need. Praise God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding in most of your ways. In all your ways, do what? Acknowledge him. I mean, if whatever I'm getting up in the morning to do, I need to say, Lord, guide my steps. I'm trusting in you. And I'm looking to you. And if I need to know something, let me know. Otherwise, I'm just going to go in faith that you are with me, that you're going to give me the wisdom and the strength to do whatever my responsibilities are. See, it's not a matter of either or. Either I'm with the Lord or I'm doing my things, my responsibilities. It's both. It's the presence of his presence with us in everything that we do. Changes everything. Praise God. So that's the ground upon which everything stands. He is near, isn't he? We're told not to be anxious because that's the natural state of human beings. We want to be in control and we just aren't. But he says in all things, in this translation, it's in every situation, but in all things, I guess, is the language that came back to me. In every situation, by prayer and petition. Now, the prayer he's talking about here is not just asking God for something. This is every kind of communication, because he mentions thanksgiving right here, doesn't he? So this is worship, this is, Lord, I'm so glad you're with me. I appreciate you. I love you. I rejoice in you, which he just said before that. Didn't he say rejoice? Rejoicing is a choice we make that has nothing to do with circumstance. That means, Lord, I know you're with me, and I'm glad you're with me, and I know that you're in control and you love me. Which kind of has something to do with trust in the Lord with all your heart. You see how all those things dovetail into one another? Faith and rest and hope and trust all absolutely dovetail into get together in this equation that the Lord is painting, the picture the Lord's painting. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, but there's this sense of thanksgiving that we know he wants to be with us. This is not a question whether he loves us. My God, I pray that God will reveal that to us. If that's a struggle for you, you need to reach out and say, Lord, I need you to help. Please help me. Help me to know the truth about how you feel about me in spite of all that's lacking and all that's needful. Help me to see the reality of why Jesus went to the cross for me, not just in some vague general sense and maybe I'll slide in the door, but Lord, that you had me personally in mind when your son went to the cross. That was your motivation. It had everything to do with seeing me, not just as a lost, helpless, hopeless sinner with just no prospects, but to take me out of that garbage can of sin and lift me up and give me a hope and a future. Who doesn't want to walk with somebody that's motivated by that? I love you. I want to walk with you. I want to be a part of every part of your life. Why would we make decisions and just charge along and do our own thing and not pay much attention to him unless there's a real problem? And then we go. Then we expect him to fix our life the way to suit us. Instead of saying, Lord, I want in on your plan. That's the one I'm signed on for. I want you to work and do whatever it takes to bring me to the place that you have laid out for me. Praise God. So anyway, with that kind of communicated, open line of communication with him about in every situation all day, there is at least an open channel where we can hear his voice. Peace results, doesn't it? Praise God. You know, I'll just drop this one thing in. I read recently about a situation where I guess it was a young boy who was doing something rather foolish, playing, and got himself in a life-threatening situation. Couldn't help himself. Well, his mother was busy doing the dishes, probably something along that line, and just, you know, had an open spirit looking to the Lord. There wasn't any chatter going on necessarily, but she had this sudden strong impression, you need to go check on your son. And so there she began to look around the house and found him and rescued, basically saved his life. I wonder how many of us are really in tune enough that we could actually hear the Lord speak in situations like that. Now, it's not like the Lord is going to sit there and say, all right, don't pick up that dish, pick up this one next. No, or you come to a stoplight, Lord, which way should I go? Oh, God, please. You know, God has the perfect balance between helping us to grow up and learn to make choices that are good, that are in harmony with his will, with a sense of, Lord, I want to please you, and I know I'm not there yet. I'm going to make mistakes, but I love you and I want to grow. But also able to intervene when the need is there. He can talk to us when we need it. He can teach us as we go. And yet most of the time, he's not sitting there chattering in our ear about what to do. We know what to do. If you get up in the morning, you eat, you do whatever your responsibilities are, and you just say, I acknowledge you in all of this, Lord. I'm looking to you. If I need to hear your voice, you know how to talk to me. Otherwise, I'm just acknowledging you in all of my ways. You know, I've told you this, I guess, in the past, but I remember in college, we had a fellow student. I guess he was older. He had to have been. He was a soldier in the war and had PTSD. And the only war I can think of is the Korean War at that point. Vietnam hadn't quite happened yet. And gosh, I'm dating myself, aren't I? But anyway, he was convinced that in his life, he needed to be led by the Spirit. Well, being led by the Spirit meant, Lord, do you want me to go to supper or not? I mean, it gets down to that kind of stuff. He needed to, in other words, God had to tell him every little thing to do. That's not the relationship God wants. You know, if you want your child to be able to grow up and make good choices, don't you? Do you sit there and every little thing, you're just hovering over them and they can't even think for themselves? God wants us to grow, wants us to learn his ways and have a heart that says, Lord, I want to be the person you want me to be. Help me to take what I know and trust you and look to you for the strength, because I know I don't have it. That's part of learning. I recognize that I don't have what it takes to do any of this. But I am looking to you right now, this moment, and I'm trusting in you. And praise God, I'm just going to do what comes to hand. You're the one who's arranging my circumstances. And by the way, the circumstances aren't all good, aren't all nice from an earthly standpoint, are they? Didn't Jesus say something about my peace I leave with you? And he also talked about giving them, I told you all these things so that in me you might have peace. In the world, you will have trouble. But take courage or be of good cheer, whatever, different translations. Be of good courage. Why? I have overcome the world. See, God's going to put you and me in all kinds of situations that have everything to do with our growing up in him. And he wants us to be overcomers, not because we have what it takes, but because he's with us. He's wanting us to look to him, to believe him. And the amazing thing is, in all of this, what is he wanting to be the state of our heart? What kind of atmosphere does he want to produce in our hearts? It's peace, isn't it? That's incredible. What does the word say in the prophets about the people of the world? The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest. There's no peace, says my God, to the wicked. Now, the wicked are not just people that are, you know, doing really bad things from an earthly standpoint. That's anybody whose heart is in rebellion against God. Says, this is my life. I'm the God of my life. No one tells me what to do. Praise God, I'm His. Jesus gave up His everything for me. Can I not give up everything for Him? To give myself to somebody who loves me like that, whose heart is absolutely not just for my general welfare in some vague sense, but He actually wants to spend time with me? You've got to be kidding. Is this a need? Is this something where we all have a lot of room to grow? Yeah. I'm thankful the Lord brought that to my attention in a fresh way. And I pray that it won't be just a little, okay, I thought about that this week and on to something else. This needs to be a way of life where we absolutely walk with the Lord. And this is the thing. If I'm in harmony with Him, if I'm at peace with God, I'm certainly not at war with Him. I'm not contrary to his desires, His will. I'm not trying to take Him bad places. I tell you, I'm thankful the Lord's with us, but I wonder so many times, where do we take Him? What do we do? I think the Lord can help us with that. And I believe He can convict us without condemning us and help us to grow and make better choices in our lives and enjoy more of what He's talking about. What is he looking for? Is He looking to bring us into submission and subjection to where we just feel like we're, you know, can't do anything we really want to do? No. He wants to produce in us a desire that absolutely responds to His love and enjoys His presence and longs for it and wants it. Praise God. Is that what He wants for us? Am I just making this up? Do you really believe that the Lord longs to spend time with you? That He loves you that much? It's one of these things that we can acknowledge with our minds, but I wonder how many people really believe that when you look in the mirror. But I'll tell you, that's the gospel. That's what this is about. Why would He emphasize all these things like the peace of God which transcends, goes beyond all your understanding? You can't figure this out. You can't come up with a logic and say, well, this is why. Oh, okay, I understand it. No, this goes way beyond that. There's no way to understand how a God like that could want to bring me in so much in harmony with His heart that I'm at peace on the inside. Even when there's a storm outside in the world and things aren't necessarily going the way I would prefer that they go in a natural sense, I can still be at peace because I know my God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.